for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. When you meet self-empowered women, or men, or theys, you'll meet a person who will be considered, from any person, a quote-unquote stubborn human being, at the very least. Non-negotiable, unflappable. You can also use rigid, but they're not rigid in the way of a maladaptive child behavior. We'll get to that one. Okay, so when you look at the self, a whole self, person who has a 0-1-year-old, attached panicky, 3-7 shame submissive, freeze of all ages, flight 11-12, and fight 14-15-16. And 1 second, I'm going to drink some coffee. I'm attachment and trauma informed. This is from my teacher, Sue Martin. She's a therapist, and this is from my Somatopia course. But we all have these charge states, the ones I just listed. When there's no fragmentation, it's a whole self, so they sit near each other. When there's fragmentation, they're separated, and a person will have inner conflict going on, inner war. Like the 7, 8-year-old might be crying over there, 3-year-old, and they're not fixed ages, by the way, so these are charges. Every person, if they take care of their mental health with a good therapist, they will know they're healable, that they're not broken, and that integration is what we're going to move towards. Now, some people ask about integration because of knowing that it means to bring down consciousness barriers and memory barriers. So people who are well informed and they have the care of their self, they understand when you're not self-empowered, it's because that child self of yours has not been given the opportunity to be childlike. Okay, so any good healing will be you reparenting yourself, and a good therapist will let you know you're not broken, that you can work through that with them in time. I've seen teenagers, that's what I always see online, because, you know, it's a bunch of 4D, 3D mystics out there, and 4D are the mystics, 3D are the ancient human beings who use biblical texts, and they don't agree that neuroscience tells you the truth when it shows what your brain is like when there's no demonic possession, but that it's a fear receptor. And as a 5D mystic, I can share with you, the mind's eye and the plane of the lovely Akash, infinite consciousness plane, is very beautiful, very real. Definitely different planes, but that's where, as a person who's grounded in my body, I know why I let you all know of me as woo-woo and pseudoscience lady, okay? And that's also because of respect of the academic sphere and field. I chose to continue working on the Inner Growth Mindset book for people to support self-help and personal development. People who don't believe in self-help, like our naysayer, they call it pseudoscience bullshit, self-help crap. Why? Because IHP brings together you being yourself with the concepts and subject matters of, again, human elements, spiritual and spirituality elements. So a person who thinks that pseudoscience in this case is bullshit, that's fair and square, but the self-help part, it's they did not have success. And they probably didn't have success because they don't know about their maladaptive child behavior being their own unfinished business from home. And so they did not go to good therapy, or even if they did, what they do is, I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Well, it actually does work, but you didn't learn about what it takes to get out of hell from your body. Or better said, you will have thought of, well, I don't need to really journal or meditate. If I'm already doing a good job on self-regulating and handling life, then why should I pay you, therapist? And why should I do any of the stupid stuff you're telling me to do? So that's how I've heard attachment wounded people and therapy people who then go and comment on these people's pages, and they act like other children. You know, therapists, we get people that, like you, think you're victims and you want us to fix you and you don't want to do the work. And that's a not educated therapist, because they are not broken. Nobody needs fixing. So if a person's going to use the word that you need fixing, well, I mean, we can fix. Nah, this is where you're not broken. Your trauma charges are emotional charges. This is not a glass. It can't break. But anyways, this is the part of where flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable human beings, self-empowered women, we don't go and pick at every word you say. In fact, when people do this with us, we learn how to just nod our heads and wave, because we can't wait to leave, because now you're starting to bore my brain because I'm choosing to use a word. I can explain to you why. I would appreciate it if you leave my subjective experience of thought and feeling and expression to me, and you know that we can wiggle our way through understanding that we speak differently with words. And people who are rigid, well, they like to make a big deal out of any one of us who's a person who doesn't care about using definitions. Words are important, but what I'm saying is it's not going to be the perfect way. So if somebody corrects me, I will appreciate that they're correcting me. If somebody asks me how I'm using it, I'll appreciate it. This is the part. I will not be a bothered 3-year-old, because I learned how to share the floor. And I also learned how to use my tone. And then as I grow more and more physical mastery of this beautiful Akashic plane. Because see, I do Akashic record readings. And so what I learned from my self-taught book is that we come here to master our mental, emotional, physical plane. I'm actively in the physical mastery. I've been for a while now. Oh yes, twin flames totally exist, but they're not a saga. But that's because I'm a self-empowered woman. And any self-empowered woman or man, or they will let you know, no relationship that they have ever been in will have been a saga, because they won't be dying in the moment that they are emotionally upset because somebody breadcrumbed, did no contact, and what's the other one? Ghosted? Yeah, we don't use words like that. The teenagers online use words like that. We don't label. When I say words, in this case, I'm saying we don't use labels. That's an adaptive child who's making it all about themselves. They think they're right, so they're bringing to you a word so that they can project their maladaptive child behavior, because the teenager thinks the world's unfair and that the world owes them everything. And that's any person who is politically, religiously, societally, religiously, again, any person who wants to tell me my side is right and the way we're seeing things, and humans suck, men suck, women suck, they suck, whoever it is that wants to be charged, I'm going to be like, okay, you obviously have something you want to prove, please go ahead, three-year-old, so that I can leave the room, and I'm sure that we will make the best use of our time together. So that's how it works when you meet self-empowered people, as we learn to keep in mind, nobody knows anything more than anybody else. Nobody's on a pedestal. The inflappability of your restorative embodiment can keep growing when you have active self-awareness of your nervous system. I actually am still putting that into practice. So, for example, in my own household and then with topics as well, I get to put into practice paying attention to my body as I talk to about very important topics. And that's what a person can do also when we're interacting with people. Luckily for us, you know, the beauty about building relationships that are long-term is that once I get to know your pattern and you get to know my pattern, we're a open book, right? So integration of the brain, really nice. Empowerment means you love more, not less. So we don't become cynical. In fact, there are people who, after they hear my twin flame stories, all of them, the soulmates and a lot more, they think, oh, wow, you didn't become cynical or disappointed or like, cynic about love. Like, why would I become a cynic? I love more people. I'm a polyamory person. Don't you know what that means? And I completely have faith in humanity. I'm a human. Hello. Do you not know this, that I use my brain really effectively? And that's because I learned. Thanks, Mom. No, I had determined a securely attached. I have a family that allowed me to get here in my own embodied brain. So yeah, this is where our drivers support our temperament. So besides your attachment category, I'm a gooey, ooey, ooey three-year-old, but I also was allowed to fully express all of me. And we'll start with this story. My first interaction with one of the first men in my life. This is the biological father of mine. As he calls my name erroneously due to the fact that I am an identical twin. And as my mother described the scene to me, she says that I sat quietly two times. And by the third time, now I'm speaking. And my words were, I am Maria, or something like that. And I want to see this video because I want to look at my eyes, because I try not to look at people at a certain point. Because, yeah, I sit in silence still like that. And I was like, okay, that's where I got it from. And I was already differentiated. This means that I don't care that you're a big person and you're potentially my, prisoner. I'm kept prisoner by you because I'm a child. I got to stay innocent. This is what I'm describing to you. So self-empowerment is not when you see somebody in their angry circuit, which are the squirrels from Cusco land. However, squirrels from Cusco land are shame, blame, fault, revenge, safety behaviors. They do not have intimacy with themselves. They don't have self-esteem or esteem of another. In fact, they don't trust. They're not in a relationship because they're resonating and wanting an open dialogue. No, they want power and control, and they want it for their own safety. So unfortunately, what happens in the body of people who don't go to good therapy and they think they're empowered by yelling on screens and then saying, I'm going to stay with my attachment wound, is that a sense of control is what they're keeping, because their left and right mode aren't friends. See, the right mode wants to... No, the right mode deals with the unknown, uncertainty, and wanted. So as long as you're wanting a sense of control, that's because you want a sense of predictability. Because you want to know what's going to happen. Because when your nervous system is in a constant state of defensiveness, control is a warm blanket. And that's because, you know, you have difficulty dealing with uncertainty. That's because you have bilateral... Nope, it's impaired. Okay, so when people have impaired bilateral integration, they will have what is called biological rudeness. They will not acknowledge the feelings of another human being. They will also have no sense of awareness of reciprocity. And that is because they are not in a higher social engagement system. They're in the survival mode and they are an adaptive child. They're not coming to have a conversation. They're not actually even engaging with you as a person who's present because they're not curious, open, accepting, or loving of you. The people who have unresolved trauma, when they look into the eyes of another human being, especially a self-empowered woman, they will see a mirror. It's not the other way around because I don't see a mirror in your eyes. I'm going to get a, what is it called? I love it when people correct me because now I know what you think of me. That's not who I am. I didn't ask you to correct me. But I will not be arguing with you because I don't want to waste my time because I know what a three-year-old is because I'm one too. And you just told me three times the wrong thing, like the biological father who called me the wrong name. But I waited to figure out, are you really confusing me? Or maybe you made a mistake. Let me make sure before I speak. So before I speak, this is a person who's an empowered self because it's called I'm a differentiated whole three-year-old heart. No innocence lost. No. I'm actually quite unflappable, equanimous, and my stare is one of, I'm already silent, which is why it'll freak out any human being who has no emotional awareness of themselves, of why would I not like a human being that I just met? You know, I shouldn't be calling her a bitch or a cocky fucking asshole or a witch, evil, for example. You know how many people I care about that have ever told me the truth? No, the people that I know that did tell me about what it looked like were the only people I needed to know. So I'm not going to change who I am because some people don't know confidence. I'm going to say, if you want to tell me that you have balls, man, woman, or they might you be, that you'd be able to talk to my face. But as a teenager, I learned that that's not really what people like to do. Also, they don't like to choose honesty over money. Yeah, they have, you know, those stereotypes. People are envious. People are jealous. People are going to talk always behind your back. So that sounds like drama land. I don't know why that was so interesting to my teenage friends. I would say, why are you doing that? You hang out with each other. But wait, do I? Yeah, sometimes I complain about people because they piss me off too. So is that the same thing? I don't think it's the exact same thing, but am I really going to say that I'm different? Because all teenagers say they're different. And then again, are we? We're all humans, but you are unique because, you know, there's only one of you. So any person I ever meet, they will bless me with their presence. I'm very grateful. And so if they do breadcrumbing, I don't notice. These are words I don't ever use. I mean, when I heard ghosting the first time, I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. I guess I could use that. I'm not going to. I love my person, my people. There are some people that acted in these ways that I immediately was like, wow, they cannot talk about emotions. How am I going to handle this one? Huh? Well, if they can't talk about it, I know what my answer is. I can't actually get a person who's freaking out anytime we want to talk about something serious to talk. So I think I'm going to have to wait because, yeah, there's not really a way to work around a person who is emotionally so scared in their pants. How am I going to tell you? Because the minute I try to talk to you about it, you showed me that you don't know how to. Okay, and so that's why I don't use ghosting. I feel really... No, I don't feel bad because that would be disrespectful. Since you're leading your own body and your own brain and you're making up inner chit-chatter about me, I'm going to say I'm being disrespectful if I, in fact, do anything remotely as tell you anything. So we don't mind the no contact, the breadcrumbing. Actually, we don't even bother with because I don't come and say hello or share some nice words with you because I want you to write me back. I didn't know we were keeping score. Who's keeping score about all this? Is this necessary? Oh, wait, I forgot. My 0-1-year-old doesn't need to be seen by you. I don't look for you to soothe my nervous system. I'm a solo polyamory. I know how to do my own nervous system when I've got panic attacks. I mean, I've written with panic attacks going on. I've been in Very unnecessary situations. Yeah, that there's a one that I was like, what the heck? Thank you, Daniel Siegel. He describes everything. And I now know what enmeshment is, when somebody's trying to stick you in their puzzle, when people are re-traumatizing themselves and they're actively, this is not an energy vampire, dark aura, you know, 4D, they don't even know half of what they're talking about. There's no fake twin flame, even though they've created that, it's okay. But what I'm trying to get to is when you know that your nervous system, like I am, and that when we are present, see, I know how to tune to you. And then I'm going to try and resonate. The difference is I do trust. And so I'm curious, open, accepting, and loving. You don't have to tell me the truth. I'm okay with working with your Cusco mask, your squirrel mask, whatever you project. I mean, catch it. And when I think I'm nothingness, it's going to be a way for me to allow myself to zero out what I already know is, okay, three-year-old, it's okay. We like to do life our own way. And every person likes to do their life their way. So if somebody chooses... They're not choosing to be afraid. I mean, really, you can fail to have people feel safe because, you know, I'm a human. So my failure is, oh, I'm a human. You feel safe with the stars. Oh, wait a minute. No, is that logical? No, I think you're not looking at the updated attachment trauma educators who let you know about what a maladaptive child behavior is. It's a traumatized human being who actually dates people that treat them like shit. In fact, Patrick Tiahan says they date people beneath themselves. But I'm a self-empowered woman, so I'm not going to say you date beneath yourself. I'm going to say you date the person you think you deserve. So if you feel defective and you think you deserve to be treated like shit, is it really beneath yourself? So the experts who are trying to support people, and I do too, but what I've seen is when I tell somebody, hey, you know what trauma bonding is? Because you present to me year after year after year this relationship. And the first time I told you about this, thanks to our lovely universe sharing with you, you're done with the relationship. So it's over. You've learned. No, you don't want to move. Okay, the second time you come to me is year two, and I'm still giving you guidance, and these are loved ones, and now I'm sharing with you what it means to have structural dissociation and what's going on. Oh, now you're a lighthouse, so you're a spiritual bypasser. Now I can't even tell you that Elsa's journey, are you done yet? Because your mission is to be your three-year-old whole heart, heal your trauma, get to be a human. No, these are all random people, by the way. It's not the no contact. The no contact, like I said, we don't really pay attention because we're busy with our life. I got 24 hours. You think I'm twiddling my thumbs while I'm waiting? No, I'm not waiting. I'll be thinking about you. If I want to be romanced by you, I will know how to be patient. And actually, I will know how to notice, oh, wait a minute, they don't know romance. Shit, damn it. I was going to have fun in life with them. Oh, well, I guess... How many more fish are there? Wow, there's like 8 billion of them. Oh, I know there's healthy, self-worth men out there. So that's how it works. We don't become cynical. We're like, yeah, we become more educated. And it's not because I'm smarter than anybody. No, I'm just as stupid as anybody else can be. So here's the deal. The people that continue trauma bonding, yeah, it's very sad because then they keep coming to, you know, Ursula's cauldron. I'm not Ursula, but I am a person who... is part of this lovely sphere of consciousness like you are. It's not a special gift. I'm a somatic empath. I'm a person who, when I look in your eyes, my mammalian heritage turns on because I have a twin that I got to hug and fight with like a cat and dog and to be told you're different, but you're both special in different ways. So I'm comfortable with being the same and different. And that's why I have healthy self-worth. So I don't have envy. I don't have jealousy. I don't have spite. And I don't feel ashamed if my teenage boyfriend did what he did and he's cheating on me. It's not because I don't have healthy self-worth, although I know people will think about it that way. But, you know, we don't care about what other people think. When you're an independent human being, rumors are rumors. So who gives a shit? The people who like trending topics give a shit a lot. Some of us, we don't do what we do to look pretty. I'm not doing what I do to look pretty. I know I can help people who want to be their self, though. So motivation is yours, not mine, to get out of dysfunctional, dysregulated nervous system. So whenever somebody's bringing to me year after year after year, before I was a mystic, and now as a mystic, their Elsa's journey, well, you know, if you can't say something nice, say nothing. Take a bit of good advice, say nothing. Thank you for that song, Biological Rudeness, Stephen Porges. So adaptive children will protect the people that they put on pedestals. They will not be happy with those who don't take their sides, and we will explain. You know, I'm not taking sides, by the way. I'm just sharing information, but you know, you're right. Everybody is wonky. So you can go be wonky like the teenagers who are like, I'm the black sheep of my family. And so we see human beings who are emotionally not wanting to do personal development or good therapy, but they're willing to use words and to use groups. So here's the attachment avoidance. Stop crapping on us. Here, I am an attachment coach that says to everybody, you can get out of your anxious style, but please don't call me intimidating. Otherwise, I'm going to cry on screen and not recognize that I have not yet been able to work through my own anxiety. And how am I going to coach you? Oh, wait, it's boring to be securely attached. So again, attachment wounds are very serious. I would assume that a person would want to make sure that they can calibrate into their safe haven, secure attachment body, but they don't learn information that well. Wait a minute, they do. I've been to, I don't even know how many classes at this point, and I am always, I'm not a smarty pants, but it makes me think of when I was a teenager and called a smarty pants. And then I was told, what are you, Miss Perfect? And I'm like, no, but I am perfect for me. And so I learned as a teenager that people don't like people who know things. I'm not going to stop learning things. So here's the confessions of a self-empowered, not super genius person. In these courses, I kid you not, the type of teenagers that I had to listen to as I'm learning stuff, some of these have credentials that go way far beyond my master's degree. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where's the good therapist? Where are you? But luckily there's the good therapist. I got concerned for a minute there. I'm like, where's the good coaches? Where are you? And then I saw the 5D educators, like, okay, thank goodness you're here. There's all these bad ones. They're all teenagers and they think they're, oh wait, they need people. That's right. Okay, so here's the thing about human suffering love groups. They come together with their trauma charges. And that's because the fourth step to recovery of that, I feel so alone, is finding the bystanders. When I heard that data point, I was like, okay, that's what YouTube is. Oh shit, now I got it. Peter Pan's, they got the Lost Boys because they're all sharing the same charge. Can you believe it, people? So when you see the group that says, avoid an attachment are selfish, or the ones who say, avoid an attachment is rocking and rolling, here's what we go through. Those people are looking to find their bystanders, like the flat earthers, to feel that they belong. And in fact, what I'm gonna sense is that their driver, the dominant one that motivates them in life, to their temperament. Okay, so yeah, let me explain. I'm self-empowered with a differentiated whole three-year-old heart woman. And my driver, my dominant one, is self-agency. That's why I do forget about my three-year-old tone with my mother and my twin. You should ask them. Actually, I have a plan to interview them and to have myself be exposed in all of the, because I don't remember my angry stuff. Like, I don't. And so I'm going to say, hey, come on screen. Let my peeps know of how flawed and imperfect I am in every way, shape, or form. Why I have the little plaque in my room called bossy, stubborn, non-negotiable. Let you spill the beans so that my community can know woo-woo pseudoscience lady is just as flawed as any other person can be. But what I'm not is a person who likes to spread rumors. So I do my best to remember data, but I will fuck it up, which is why I'm okay with that label, the pseudoscience. I don't try to disseminate the misinformation, but I probably in one moment or time, somebody's gonna be like, yeah, wrong. It's like, well, I actually probably maybe am. I don't know yet. I'd have to review it. And I don't listen to my episodes because I don't like to, you know, hear it again. I'm just sharing food for thought, but okay, I'm not perfect. I know that. You know how many grammar mistakes I make? So that's what empowerment looks like. It's like, well, somebody's going to call you an evil bitch or witch or whore, Maria. Which one do you want to go with? Oh, I don't really care. I know my close-knit friends are going to be all cool and, you know, I'm okay with if they have to not be friends with me. It'll be sad, but I actually love my loved ones like anybody else who truly loves. So here's what a loved one does when they do know that they are the quote unquote oddball of the group is let their friends know, hey, if you ever need to get rid of me, just let me know. I totally am not somebody who's going to be like, they don't want the mystic around because their mystic is now an evil bitch according to those groups of people. And so this is serious business because I'm an online entrepreneur and marketer and I do know about companies and what they do. And it's fair and square. They're going to, you know, learn how to either become expanded human beings or not. So I let my loved ones know I don't take it personally. I know who I am. I let the professionals I work with know what my goal is and how this is very important. I respect people and I respect differences because that's what empowerment is. I come from somewhere and so do you. In fact, here's where I wrote this blog post, I believe it is, from a while back. I don't even remember, but decision making. And I'm going to read a little bit of it to you. Have you ever wondered what is the best decision or the best decisions you have ever made, could make, or would want to make? Is there a right or wrong way to decide what is best? How do we know if our decisions are right for us or not? These types of questions are what come to mind when trying to figure out and or deciding what path to take to get back home, if we should accept gifts from strangers, what to do after high school, what to do after college, how to find a job, what job to accept, family, marriage, kids, and so much more. The list of decisions in our lifetime is endless until the day we die. A part of living will include deciding. As humans, we think, we acknowledge, we are aware of ourselves and others. We ask questions when confronted with even the tiniest of forked roads. Institutions and beliefs such as religion or atheism, philosophy and science are decisions our species has made. Whether due to experience or to give a reason to life, they were made to supply themselves and us with answers and plausible explanations of something. If decisions are made at such a large scope and go so far back in time, we know that each and every one of us as humans are also confronted with this situation of decision making. In fact, you might be saying, yes, exactly, now get to the point. The questions asked at the beginning of this piece want to highlight a particularity of this process, the thought that goes through our mind of if we have made the quote-unquote best ever made and or quote-unquote right or wrong decisions. One of the biggest dilemmas with decision-making for individuals is the certainty if what they're deciding is best or not. There is a good reason for our preoccupation, but at the same time, this query also takes a lot of our energy. In today's world, at least in the so-called quote-unquote developed countries where competition and comforts are present, we try to figure out what we stay on top, how to make it, but not only by surviving. When we say quote-unquote make it, we mean it in the sense that we want to live a comfortable life like the one portrayed to us on TV in the movies that are lived by our neighbors, families, and friends. So FYI, this is me right out of my master's. I'm still writing like this. And at a certain point, I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing any of what I'm doing for any academics. I'm doing it for people. So I totally am like, wow, it's been a long time since I've read my work organized like this, because this is not how we talk about our topics anymore. And I know some people love this shit. Oh, I'm so happy that I've been able to get into more of my creative space. I love this. This is really good, and it actually has value, which is why I value academics. So again, that's why I'm good with the pseudoscience lady, because the academics do stuff like this. Okay, I'll read a little bit more, and then we'll get back to our topic. Even when the old decision-making queries are resolved, new ones always come up. Yeah, they do. This query process doesn't usually change because something will always come up that we will need to make a decision on that will bring us to question if we did make the best decision and how do we know it is the best one, okay? So we question our decisions multiple times before and or after we have made them. That's for the self-empowered brain, my lovely listeners, the ones of us who can think and feel in our higher social engagement system. The ones who are worried about it, this is stressful. This is why they get tired. This is why you see them getting cynical when it comes to relationships. So for me personally, when I've had to make decisions, when I've had the no contact, really it's not even, I don't like to use any of those. So an empowered woman, I don't use any of those words. When I heard ghosting, I laughed my ass off because I'm like, seriously, do you think people don't have a life? I don't even know what age are you? How old do you have to be independent? Today, I can tell you your 01-year-old wants to be seen, to be sued, to be safe or secure, unless you're a person who knows how to be your own self with the safe haven. Thank you. I am my own safe haven, secure base. The solo polyamory lifestyle is not one where we are alone. It is one where we will accept when we meet secure connections that we think might move into secure attachment relationships, then they don't. They develop into secure connections because we recalibrate. The minute that I've had any man be be emotionally unavailable, I'm not going to use words like I've seen the women who think they're empowered do, which is why we don't have a saga with twin flames. I have a choice point. My choice point will be, this situation makes me really sad. I don't understand what's going on. Because see, the other thing about an empowered woman is we don't date just any random stranger, FYI, because yeah, I'm not going to date you. Now, some people are like, well, dating, that's the point. So some of us know about the dangers, and I'm not kidding. If I've gone on one blind date, I did not want to go on it, meaning my friends, you should go date, because I had just had a broken up situation. And then I did one more, and I was like, no, this is not happening. This is not feeling comfortable. What if you're some serial killer? I'm not interested in meeting somebody from an app. This is not how I'm going to do meeting people. So for me personally, safety is number one. And since there are a lot of human beings who are not well, not to mention hearing people who go on apps and all these people want to do is fuck, and I have no interest in fucking you at all. I don't even know if you're intellectually and emotionally available. So I'm just saying, like, the criteria is, are you a human being? And I see people following movies like Hangover. And then I go online and I see all these women and men being assholes to each other with the coaches. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm really busy. In 24 hours, I don't have much. I'm sure I'm going to, in my own, and I did, and I do meet healthy, self-worth men. So it's really awesome. The ones who don't want to build a secure attachment relationship, I have thanked every single man that I've ever gotten to meet that has brought me some form of love, because the most beautiful gift is when somebody shares with you moments of time. And learning how to love more, that's my choice. Because the minute that you're emotionally unavailable, meaning you don't know how to respect me because you're in your biological rudeness, well, I'm going to say that I think you did have an opportunity to come clean and to be an actual grown balls. So I don't want to look at a person who doesn't have balls, because see, remember the story of my three-year-old? Yeah, I want to look at my eyes because I can't see myself, but I can pretty much feel myself when I'm in a position where you're treating me like a little piece of shit. And I know that's not what he did, my biological father. But the minute you confuse who the fuck I am driven by self-agency. I forgot to finish that. It means Maria. I ain't comparing myself to no one. Don't you know I have a twin? So no, I am a human being. And I got taught by my mother how to get treated with respect. And therefore, my stare is going to be very much, seriously, and if I were only that much taller. But I'm not, which is probably a good thing, because otherwise I would not have explored my emotional and mental intellect, which I love. So when I read this stuff, I remind myself, you did learn a lot of stuff. You just forget it because you're not good with regurgitation of material. And so we're finishing up this one. And it's also because people call me stupid. And I know that I am stupid, but I'm not stupid in that way. It's that I don't do conversations the same way people do. I use my right mode and then my left mode. So I'm not an organized speaker. I go around once you're done. That's why always remember, you want to wait till I'm finished, because otherwise you're not going to really know what I'm saying. Some of you. Others, I know you have the same love language because some of you are the right left brain motors like I am. Okay. Even when the old decision-making queries are resolved, new ones come up. Exploring decision-making theories, characteristics, and influences can help learn what one is confronted with when in the situation of having to decide something, as well as bring one to realize that there is no real best decision or worst decision, but that we can only do our best with what we know at the time of our decisional dilemma. And then I look at decision theory, other theories, and so on and so forth. So we got the consistency theory, the certainty effect theory, the bias blind spot theory, the unconscious thought theory, the filter theory. And from this brief list of what can affect how we make decisions, we realize there are many factors to keep into account. Things we should be aware of in order to know why we choose one path from another. Awareness can ease our preoccupation and or overthinking on how to make the best decision or decisions and why. By having a reason, it is easier to accept decisions one has made instead of continuous questioning. Decision-making brings much stress because individuals want to know their decisions will result in success. Unfortunately, and here's where if you have bilateral integration and integration of the brain, this doesn't happen because you deal with unknown, uncertainty, and unwanted from within while going with the flow. The basic main modules of the inner growth mindset. So I already know that my secondary consciousness as a human being is a human condition. So a person who goes no contact again, I'm not busy thinking about why they're going no contact. I'm busy contemplating, do you want to do anything about it? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. We'll see next time we reach out to each other what happens. Okay, so when somebody goes, nobody ghosts me. It's a bullshit word. It's like keeping somebody on a fucking scale. What is this? Is this, I don't even understand how people can be in relationships with people who, if somebody were to use that word with me, I'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. And I think we're not compatible because I don't keep a list of how many times I will talk to somebody. In fact, any person that has ever had an issue with my schedule has presented it to me. I'm saying always, I will say, I'm sorry, because I don't want to hurt anybody's emotions. And it's not a lack of my interest in you. I am just a person who has a busy schedule. In fact, one of my friends I love, he presented it to me as I was sad for him because he was going through something. And I said, you know what, I'll try and make time, or I forget what it is I said, I'll call you, I'll be there for you. He's like, no, Maria, you're always busy. You won't be able to. And I paused and I was like, fuck, he's right. Because this is a new friend recently. So when you make new friends, you recalibrate. And I said, you know what, you're right. I don't have time. I'm so sorry. You're correct. And so let's just say we'll try to make it work at some point. And he is a friend who does want to meet up. And again, he's very straightforward. But so am I when presented with the truth, which is you don't have time. When people are presented, I want and I demand that you make time for me the way I want you. This is mathematically not going to work out. So you need to, I think that we cannot be friends because I will not be able to bring you what you just asked of me. You're selfish. Well, I guess if that's how you want to consider it, I'm explaining it to you, but I'm okay with you using your upset 3-year-old emotion with a teenager who's going to say, you don't care about me enough, because I know that there are people that will feel that way. So I will validate your feeling. It's not that I'm wrong. It's that I'm acknowledging that you're hurt, which is true. So I'm a bitch right now. I'm a bitch. I'm selfish. I can't meet, though. I know physically I will not be able to meet what you want. So I'm telling you the truth in your face. You don't like it. And the difference with a self-empowered woman right here is I can accept that I'm an evil bitch in your eyes because you're not accepting that I'm telling you how my 24 hours work, by the way. And I'm thinking, how old are you? Do you have a life? Did you not notice that other people have lives? And again, your way of presenting this dynamic is completely childish because you're putting it on this. You don't love me enough, which is a 3-year-old, which is why it's a maladaptive child projection. And it's your nervous system that feels lonely and upset, and you want me to meet your schedule. And I cannot. And you're going to say, no, you're making it up. And there are people that live like that. So this is the part of implicit bias, cultural, societal, plenty of people. Like my teenage boyfriend, he wanted somebody who would be jealous because in his mind, jealousy means that you are loved. It's like, no, jealousy is an insecure emotion. I have no low self-esteem, not even a little bit, because I don't want to keep it. As a teenager growing up, I'm not going to be low self-esteem. Why should I? I have healthy self-worth. So no, I'm not going to be jealous because I'm not afraid of losing you. That you're not something that I'm holding on to with a chain. And you are not, I can't lose you. Like the word lose would mean that I don't know, did you fall in a well or something? Did I lose you by dropping you? Because I'm pretty sure I cannot carry you. I'm 4'9". So again, the way people use people's time is all very straightforward for an empowered person. It's, I don't need you to be around me all the time. I didn't know that you needed reassurance. And if you don't give a shit, actually, see, this is the part where when people have done the biological rudeness, I will notice when I'm emotionally upset that I'm being treated like a piece of, you know, shit, basically. And I'll be like, well, you know, not everybody has room for another person's emotional depth. So I'm used to that, you know, that's fair and square. Because in order for you to support somebody emotionally means you need to have space. If you're stressed out, which is what a biologically rude person is, that's why as Stephen Porges, again, he presents, they will not acknowledge your feelings and that you have feelings going on. And they will have no sense of awareness of reciprocity. Is it fair? We'll say a teenager, which is what those women who think they're empowered and they call the avoidant selfish. Or they talk about don't enable the avoidant. If they come in and out, don't let them do this shit. I was like, okay, you know what? That's not really nice. I mean, if they're a person you like, what you could say is, hey, you know, I notice your behavior. I'm wondering if we should talk about anything because it really makes me think of the avoidant attachment category or the avoidant attachment style. And so, you know, I really like the relationship. I would like it to go forward, but it seems like you're emotionally unavailable. You can present a conversation in 2024 about this because a person can do research if they wanted. Self-empowered women, I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's because I see all the attachment avoidant people. Now we're going to create a group because they're crapping on us and we want to stay in the no contact and let me breadcrumb you and continue to feel shitty and defective. You find people not wanting to do, let me pick up my emotional self, go to good therapy, get healed and keep on doing it so I can have fun and actually commit to consistent, long-term, beautiful relationships. So secure connections for a solo polyamory is easy because I'm my own safe haven. The minute you shut the door, you didn't shut the door. I will have made sure what the hell is going on. And then I'm the one who's like, okay, I think they're not emotionally invested in this at all. So, okay, this is good. This is where we're recalibrating and you recalibrate it. By the time you figure out, sometimes it takes longer than other times because, you know, we all have people in our life that we love. And since you love people just the way they are, you're not going to notice the disconnect until eventually. Sometimes I did eventually figure out, okay, something's really off. I'm not sure what. I know I can't talk about it because I got a person who doesn't actually. But let me try. And so, you know, it's beautiful because you'll always try when you're empowered to have a conversation. And so here's where, let me finish with the last bit of this. When making a decision, when making decisions, the best decision ever will be the one you feel is right for you and your future. It will be the best according to the experiences and knowledge you have at the time you're making the decision. It will also be based on the decision-making theories and mechanisms mentioned above, as well as your social cultural influences. You cannot expect of yourself to know any better than what you know at the moment you are making a decision, especially if you have not lived an experience that has taught you differently. And here's where this sentence in and of itself, I didn't have any attachment and trauma information yet, but this is the very experience that a person who will have childhood trauma and trauma charges and a teenager attitude. It is the minute that their sense of self gets seen and felt by another human being, and then that they get treated differently than what they're used to, and the minute that they project to you their dysfunctional, maladaptive child behavior, that you are giving the person an opportunity to witness not only their child part, but then to have the capacity to process it with you, to have a grown-up conversation. And in fact, this is why trauma, it's relational, intimacy is the core. So intimacy with oneself is, I'm going to handle my mood. And if I'm being a reactive fucking asshole, I'm going to notice it. And I won't be a person who says it's okay to come in and out or go no contact. I don't need to use labels. But a person, as they're growing up, can learn to say, not, I will say an attachment avoidant. I will explain that I'm an avoidant. If you want to stay with an attachment wound, that means you're not opening yourself up to love seriously, because you're doing like the king from the quote or the story of Sadhguru. And it's not funny. This is where a person doesn't understand that detachment categories are not for you to be a pathology. Your behavior is something you can work on. It's called emotional lifting, which is why a therapist, a good one, like Patrick Tiahan, who's a childhood trauma survivor, will tell his community, when you meet people who project, remember, they're cowards. It's called cowardice. They're not doing emotional lifting. They're choosing their unresolved business and throwing at you. So please remember who your audience is while you repair yourself and learn to be a decent human being, because that's all this is, FYI. So securely attached people, they could easily do this. When I see people who are not securely attached, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Seriously, you're okay with what? Go date avoidance then. They won't date you though, will they? Because you're going to be freaking out and stressing out and you're treating your body like it's just all of this. I don't like ignorance. And so when somebody's been to therapists and they don't understand what the therapist is saying, it just makes me think of teenager attitude, because I met the teenagers. that thought that they knew everything. And I'm like, but you're a grown up now. And then I know about what it means when a person's in their adaptive child brain. They have no sense of awareness of reciprocity. They do not acknowledge feelings of other people. And they also live with their 0-1-year-old and 8-year-old. So they're a child version of themselves. Oh, and they watch movies that make it look like their attitude is fine versus learn about projection, which is, I walked into that store, you know, and that lady, she was such a bitch. She looked at me like that. Yeah, that's projection right there. So yeah, integration of the brain and empowerment don't look like envy, jealousy, spite, or revenge. It looks like, let me learn that that is my low self-esteem emotional charge. I can be a teenager version of myself if I want. That's how an empowered person, at least they can acknowledge, let me be a teenager. I don't want to become a grown-up. I want to stay attachment wounded, and I want to have trauma charges. So if they're going to really use the psych education, let them use it well versus I'm with a covert narcissist. And look, I'm going to tell them what they should do about their healing. And I'm not going to go and look up trauma bonding and how my brain's working and let me go take care of my... No, I'm going to go pray and I'm going to do this. And I'm going to keep on saying that the other person's an asshole and I'm doing everything perfect. Versus learn about Patrick Tiahan again and how he shares what codependent people do. And how that is not emotional anything. So people spend a lot of time on no contact, that asshole, not self-empowered. And so we don't do that. Again, it's, how do I handle this one? Well, they don't know how to talk about emotions, so I don't have to handle anything because thankfully I've been friend-zoned. Yes, I can keep moving forward. And when I meet emotionally available men, I will know because they won't do the silent treatment of the no contact, the ghosting, breadcrumbing again. Seriously, I don't tell you I love you because I think you need to tell it back to me. I don't even think you're going to. Yeah, you know, this is the part about what you recognize about people who are not emotionally available. They will not even remember when your birthday is, my lovely listeners. Yeah. And you know, it's very fascinating how year after year after year, you notice how people that are from your life, like a long time, don't notice your birthday. Now, you know, nobody's going to be like, oh my gosh, they must not love me. But there are some of them that you're like, wow, really? That's interesting. You're not going to wish me a happy birthday and you know it's my birthday? That's fascinating to say the least. Are we going to talk about this one? No. Yeah, we're not going to. Why should we? So the special moments, you know, this is what's sad is you only get one birthday a year and you only get like one Christmas a year and you only really get one day a year. So the person who's empowered, what my mind thinks, and it only thought it as I was growing up, because then I was like, you know, you have to accept it. If I don't get to kiss my mom goodnight, I won't be with her. I was very upset when I was away because I knew that I had only 24 hours. That's when you're in the now. And it doesn't weigh us down because it's a truth. We don't lie. Like, oh, yeah, you know when you're going to die. No, I don't. I don't know when anyone's going to die. So every day I know that it could be my last. So I think anytime a human being wants to tell me that they, well, you can tell me whatever you want with that mouth. I really will not buy into it. And if my birthday comes around and you're not wishing me a happy birthday or you're not thinking about me, it's not going to be a big deal. But we do know one of the biggest forms of love is attention. So if I'm not in your brain, right? This is the part though, it's not let me whine about it and become cynical about love like I see these women do. This is no. When you have a person who loves you in this way of thinking about you because they want to spend life with you, which by the way is going to organically happen. Now, that's what a self-empowered woman knows. It's not a competition and it is no race at all. No, it either is something that is going to come from their heart or not. And that's it. So no contact breadcrumbing doesn't even again. And the whole ghost thing, that just makes the person laugh because we're busy. That's what empowerment means. I got education. I got friends. I got life. You got life. Like, if you have attachment wounds, I'm going to just be sorry for you because you can get help and you don't have to stick through that emotional unavailability. Also, you're not passionate or you don't even know what sex is, by the way, passionately, because your body is in a survival mode. Like, I don't want to get into it. We don't have enough time. But the part about what a person doesn't understand when they don't get trauma and attachment informed is the part about what healing. Your body's wanting to heal, as is your brain, because your restorative embodiment is your actual mammalian heritage. I know people like to use stories of devils and demons. Well, I'm so sorry. It's unfinished business. It's unhealed trauma. It's a lot of things, and they all can be worked on. And when they can't, the therapists know how to help people to know how to get their brain, which is an embodied brain, into a better inner and outer well-being. But what has been found is that anyone with developmental trauma from childhood can be supported. It's the people who did not have childhood developmental trauma that are the ones who tend to do better with medication. But there is a big portion of people, they don't understand what attachment wounds are, what trauma is, so no contact. I immediately, whenever dealing with any emotionally mature, as I got older, because as I was a young adult, I had fun. We all did the dating thing. And again, solo poly here, and I'm not picky about somebody not reaching out doesn't make me feel they've disrespected me. I mean, this is where I can vent with a friend, but I'm not going to keep it on a finger. It's not personal. I'm going to understand you're biologically rude. And then I now have also information. So it's not about it being unfair. You don't have access to your own body. I know what it's like to be loving and passionate. You know what it's like to what? To actually, you don't know anything. It's not even love bombing, even that word. Just because you're going to come in and surprise, you don't, that's not a surprise. A self-empowered woman, the minute that you throw smoke in my face and I'm like, wow, that was smoke. I'm like, oh, well, that was nothing. Yeah, it's not love bombing because I'm not subject to needing to have you show me care or affection in any way, shape, or form because I'm a consistent lover. Conscious lovers, we consistently think of how can I share something special again, now and again, again. It isn't a race. It isn't a competition. If I think of you, it's because I think of you. This is the beauty of when you're 0-1-year-old, you're not trying to attach. You just love to have people in your life. We're heard. And so we expand. 5D relationships. Tune on in more. And let's see if I can finish reading to you. You cannot expect of yourself to know any better than what you know at the moment you're making a decision, especially if you have not lived an experience that has taught you differently. We cannot predict what we do not know yet, but we can know what we are living, feeling, and thinking at the moment we decide to go one way or to do that one thing. What influences are in place and mechanisms also assist us in knowing why we make the things we do, hopefully easing our minds. And on that note, what I can share with you is that the inner growth mindset, which I have personally always used, I mean, it's not something that I consider like what... meaning any content created by a person is going to involve part of the person's background. This is something I thought of and think of as common sense. So you get my subjective experience always. The difference is I share with you all how to be yourself. And then we talk about different topics and the self-empowered voices, because there are a lot of people that are not self-empowered. Women in this case. And so I want to share what a self-empowered woman does. We don't get spiteful. We don't get cynical. We don't think after 40 years of life anything except for, wow, I've been lucky. But I, your host, is a woo-woo pseudoscience lady who has a securely attached 3-year-old whole heart. The only moment where I actually was super, super sad. Thank you, Jesus. He's always in my corner. And the reality is I already knew that I would figure all things out, because time, it tells you everything. And here's the thing about being a mystic, my lovely listeners. I know some of you don't believe in it, and it's okay, because you don't have to. What I can share with you is I can twist it if I want to, my whole journey to bring you what a restorative embodiment, healthy self-worth, secure attachment, human being who loves their self first. I can share with you, it's not traumatic because my nervous system was not ever overwhelmed to the point of bringing me to any kind of clinical dissociation. I don't have clinical dissociation. I have the standard dissociation that anybody else has. I can also share my panic attacks never threw me off the ledge. So you better bet a twin flame or twin flames or soulmates, meaning men that are emotionally unavailable. Yeah, okay. That is not going to set off a highly sensitive nervous system over here. I'm a 3-year-old, okay? I'm just saying. I know how to be. It's okay because my mother taught me. At 4 when I went home crying, at whatever it is that I went crying, she's always, it's going to be okay. You got your hands, you got your feet, you can keep moving. It's not a big deal. Come on, shoo-shoo, go off into the world. So emotions are not something hard for the ones of us who know. It's cool. I love. And like I said, Jesus, we can thank Jesus and God too, because that definitely is where I learned, okay, I made you the way I want you to be made. No envy, no jealousy or spite. And I learned, oh, wait, that's low self-esteem. I don't want to do low self-esteem. I'm going to be confident. And then all the teenagers who did not grow confident and stayed insecure. And then I grew up and I got busy. And then I was like, wait a minute, these grown-ups, they're not actual grown-ups. They're on Elsa's journey. Do they not know they have a three-year-old? Oh, you know what? I'm not going to try telling them. I already tried telling my teenage friends that and it didn't go well. So I'm going to go find the healthy self-worth people to have fun with. And they're all intellectually savvy and emotionally savvy. Oh, and that's tasty. See, so when you meet smart people, it's really fun. They're self-empowered. It's healthy self-worth. And when you meet people who want to heal from trauma, they like to be around too. So let's build 5D relationships and actually speak with kindness, compassion, and, you know, a bit of a badass attitude too, but not the badass of we're better. Nobody's better than anyone. Actually, let's support people again to understand it's a big deal to get that good trauma therapy, but it's a great deal and it'll have you loving more and we can build consistent, contingent communication relationships together. So tune on in for more. Have a great day.